Welcome to Dream Chaser Radio.
What up, what up, what up, what up? It's the world famous Dream Chaser show. First show for 2014. It's not going to be a long show. Just thinking about a couple things the other day. You know, it's been a rough couple of years. The recession started, you know, officially in 2007. And you got a lot of people been struggling and losing jobs and foreclosures and that sort of thing. You know, you got a lot of people so wrapped up in survival right now that I think a lot of people really have stopped thinking. Stop thinking. It's important to make time every day to just sit and think. I was doing some thinking the other day, and I just wanted to drop some of these thoughts on you. Some of them are a little controversial. You know, as long as they make you think, it's all good, right? So it's 10 thoughts I got here. Number 10, where are all these animals coming from? You know, you figure you got a KFC on every corner. You got a McDonald's on every corner. You got Church's Chicken. You got Burger King. You got all these places selling beef and chicken. Never seen that many farms. You figure all these people, you figure just in one city, think about all the fast food restaurants they got that are selling, you know, chicken and beef. How many farms have you seen? How many farms have you ever seen? And if they're pulling them in for somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, Iowa, you know, I don't know, wherever all the farms are, farm country. Where are those people getting their chickens and cows from? I don't know. It just seems like it's a lot of animals running around here. And I haven't seen that many farms. It's just something to be mindful of. I mean, is this really chicken and beef that we're eating anymore? Like, what's really good? What's really going on? I don't know, man. I was just thinking. These are just some thoughts. Number 9, on average, and I don't know, I didn't do any research, maybe I should have. On average, I'm going to say a 4-year college degree is going to cost you, and I'm going to be a little conservative here. I'm going to say a 4-year degree on average is going to cost somebody about 60 grand. 60 grand on average, I'm thinking I'm being a little conservative there, but... Well, 60 grand is going to cost you to get a 4-year degree. Now, with that being said, only about 20% of college graduates coming out of school right now can actually find a job. Does it still make sense to go to college anymore? You figure 60 grand... And I got a 1 in 5 shot in coming out and getting a full-time job and making good money. Do the math on that. Does that make sense? Is that logical? And then I'll back that up with number 8. Number 8. There were 10 million jobs lost since 2007, since this whole recession since this whole recession started. And those jobs aren't coming back. Those jobs have been replaced by, you know, computers, software, programs, outsourced overseas. You know, some of them is just, you know, they cut them to save money and then they figured out they could do more with less people. So those jobs aren't coming back. Does it even make sense, even if you were going to consider going to college, does it even make sense to go look for a job? Because most people don't realize, as a business owner, the biggest line on your profit loss statement, the most expensive cost is your labor cost. So your employer, whether you like it or not, is always looking for a way to reduce that cost. So in other words, your employer is always looking for a way to get rid of you. or replace you with a way to do that job that's cheaper than paying you. Because labor's expensive. People gotta eat, man. People wanna get paid. And then on top of like just the cost of, you know, payroll, you know, you still have the, you gotta keep people in line. So you need human resources and things of that nature. So, you know, having people is actually really a headache. You know, employers don't like people. They much rather, you know, employ, computer systems and software and, you know, stuff like that to get the job done. So, number eight is, does it still make sense to come out of college or school, you know, high school, college, however you do it? Does it still make sense to come out and look for a job when you know eventually that employer is looking to replace you? And so, you know, and we're in a transition time. Things have changed. And what happens is a lot of people are resistant to change. They see things changing, but they really don't embrace the idea until it's too late. And so, you know, 30, 40 years ago, it was cool to go come out of school, go get a job, and stay with that job 30, 35 years, get your gold Rolex, ride off into the sunset. You got your pension, your Social Security coming in. You're straight. Now, not the case anymore, man. Not the case. Everything is about efficiency, saving money, reducing costs. You know, again, something to think about. Number seven. Does it still make sense to buy a home? Does it still make sense to get a mortgage? You know, it again, like 30, 40 years ago, you came out of school, got a good job, you bought a house, got a mortgage, you paid off the mortgage, your kids all went to the same, you know, school, high school, and went on to do whatever they did. You were a lot more stable years ago. You know, you could count on your job being there. Now, with the instability of the job market, not knowing when you might get laid off or fired or whatever the case may be, your company may pack up and go overseas somewhere. Does it still make sense to buy a $400,000 home and stay in there for 30 years? Especially when the theme is all about right now, people want to be like freedom is the new theme right now, right? Travel, independence, freedom, doing what you want to do. You know, you can't really do that when you got, $300,000 worth of debt hanging on your head. Does it still make sense? And then on top of that, so the argument is usually been traditionally that a house is a good investment. And I agree with that. To the extent that you have the ability to pay off the money that you borrowed. So if you're going into a situation and you're going to stay there 15, 20 years and you're going to pay it off, cool. But now with everybody being so, you know, transition-based, we'll call it, you know, in transit, everybody's, you know, you stay here 2 or 3 years, you go on to the next place. The odds of you paying off a 20, 30-year mortgage, it's becoming more and more unlikely. And then on top of that, you got taxes, you know, because you never really own the home until you... You never really own the home because ultimately you still always got taxes. But on top of that, you got the upkeep. You know, you got landscape, you got, you know, roofs, hot water heaters, things of that nature. You got costs, expenses. So it's actually a negative investment up until you pay it off. So unless you're going in making a large lump sum payment, or you're going to stay in the place for 20, 30 years, is it still a good investment? I don't know. Number six, brand new cars. So cars are getting more and more expensive. Most of the time, a car, what you spend most of your time doing in a car is going back and forth to work. And, you know, you can always say that, sure, you know, if you get a car and you work hard, you want to get something that you actually enjoy and that you feel good in. And I can appreciate that. But a lot of times, you know, with a brand new car, is it really for you? Is the enjoyment really for you? Or is it really to impress the neighbors and the co-workers? Because a lot of times, a lot of us just use it as a status symbol. You know, just let everybody know you're still doing good in the game. But wouldn't the smarter route maybe be to maybe just get like a little bucket, a little runaround, to go back and forth to work in? And then when you want to make the impression, just go ahead and rent the impression. And then wouldn't the bigger impression be to show up with something new every time you're making that impression? Because you figure, with, you know, after you get a new car every 2 to 3 years, you know, it's no longer a good impression anyway. You want something new. You want something different. Number 5, prices are going up. Wages are going down. There's more competition in the job market. So, you know, more competition in the job market means that employers are willing to pay less because they got a higher pool to, you know, a larger pool to recruit from. So why would they pay a whole lot of money when, you know, there's a lot of demand for work? Does it still make sense that if prices are going up, inflation is going up, so that means that basically the dollars that you hold in your pocket, the dollars that are in your bank account, they're losing value? Does it really make sense to watch TV anymore? To watch other people get paid when really the money in everybody's pocket is losing value? So does it really make sense to watch somebody else get paid while your money is losing value? Is that logical? I don't know. Number four. Money is all about, making money has traditionally always been about working together. You know, like the Arabs, the Jews, you know, they form these coalitions and they work together and they support each other's businesses. In 2014, isn't it time to start forming our own cliques and start working together and figure out how we can help each other out and how we can create wealth within our own communities? Isn't it about time for that? Number three. If we know whatever we repeat over and over and over again becomes part of our identity, part of our reality, does it still make sense to listen to and propagate music about killing niggas, smoking weed, and knocking off hoes? Does that still make any sense? And I'm not criticizing anybody here, because, you know, I love hip-hop. But, again, I'm just putting stuff out there to think. I was thinking the other day. Number two. If knowledge is power, and we know that the more knowledge we get, the more opportunities we can see in the marketplace to create wealth, to get paid, wouldn't it make sense to start reading more and start directing more of our time and energy towards learning versus just relaxing and taking it easy? Wouldn't it make more sense to invest more time and energy and even our money? Wouldn't it make sense to start spending money on things like, seminars and workshops, things that can help us create money versus, you know, going out and looking for somebody's job who just wants to turn around and fire me eventually anyway, or lay me off eventually anyway, so he can make more money, he or she? Doesn't that make more sense? I don't know. Again, these are just thoughts. These are just thoughts that run through my head, you know. And last but not least, number one. If the Dream Chaser Show is all about regular people doing big things, wouldn't it make sense to check out DreamChaserShow.com more often? Again, these are just questions that go through my mind, man. It's crazy. That's all my time for today. Hopefully you learned something new, or remember something you forgot, or at the very least, you thought about something new. Until the next time we talk, live big. Dream big. Peace.